2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I'll be honest, Dave. I thought vaccine lotteries were an awesome idea. In fact, remember we were talking about this when Governor Gavin Newsom of California held the first $50,000 drawing for the vaccine lottery in that state.
$50,000. Each one of these balls represents $50,000 check that individuals receive when they get their second shot. Ooh. So with that, we will start with number 18.
18.
Ding, ding, ding,
there
ding,
you
ding,
are.
Ding, ding.
We'll find out.
I mean,
number 18.
Okay. You couldn't have been any more boring about it.
But right?
Personally,
holy
I thought
smoke.
I thought this was really exciting, and Utah should have gotten behind this. The data is now in. What do you say?
Didn't work.
You told me so.
Told you so. I'd like to say I totally told you so, except I was intrigued with the idea, and the governor, Governor Cox, was intrigued with the idea. This is the reason I didn't think it would work, because I thought we were minimizing people's objections. And I thought, you know what? People that are deciding not to be vaccinated aren't doing it because they don't know about it. They've done research. They've made a conscious decision. Mm-hmm. And the thought that you'd be able to change someone's conscious decision by a, hey, you want a free Starbucks gift card? Of course. It's arrogant and insulting.
But Ohio did it. They were first out of the gates. It was like $1 million.
Yeah, now that's now. Listen, I would do a lot of things I don't believe in for the chance to win $1 million.
Would you jump out of an airplane?
With a parachute
on. Let me rephrase that.
I didn't even need the qualifier. Did you notice how quickly I said yes? Like yes, I will. Oh, with a oh for sure.
You would parachute out of an airplane for $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
And you would also, if you didn't, you did have the vaccine, but you would get the vaccine if they dangled $1 million in front of you. In a moment, let's play how cheap Dave will go. But Aaron Katursky was on with Tim Hughes this morning on Utah's Morning News. Amanda had the week off, so Tim was riding solo this morning with Aaron Katursky when he called in. And Aaron said, you know what, these lotteries just did not work as well as states had hoped they would.
Researchers at the University of Colorado Denver published a paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or one of its offshoots, that said, despite the $89 million a dozen or so states collectively spent on these vaccine cash lotteries with really unfortunate names like Vaccine Scratch, they didn't really make much of a difference.
Oh, no. I forgot about that.
Vaccine Scratch.
It's horrible. Somebody got fired for
okay,
that, right?
It was $89 million, right? That's essentially what was spent. Yeah. Here's the problem. If it was going to work, you had to make it $89 million per state, you know, where people honestly thought they had a chance.
So even a bigger waste of money.
Yeah, listen, there is no amount of money that we didn't throw at the pandemic, so let's stop pretending like money was the problem.
As conservative as you can be in certain circumstances, I'm shocked that you would even think that more money would be a good idea.
COVID,
throwing more money at it.
COVID got a blank check. Like, why would we start drawing a line here?
But early on, I was hopeful, and this is where I got completely behind the idea of a vaccine lottery and was disappointed in Utah's Capitol Hill that they wouldn't pony up the money for vaccines. And it could have even been a gift card. I mean, I'll go cheap. I'll go $100.
please.
I'll go $100 at my favorite grocery store. Just give me something.
Well, that's
for doing what I think is the right thing.
Hold on. That's a terrible comparison, first of all. Because you're already pro-vaccine. So it's like, hey, Dave, I'll give you a $100 gift card if you drink some Diet Coke. And I'm like, oh, don't throw me in the briar patch. How, you know, it's keep me out of that.
But that first week in Ohio, it seemed so promising when they came out of the gates and said they were going to do this vaccine lottery. I was, yay, Ohio. Vaccination rates spiked 33%. They got 119,394 people vaxxed. And the week before, it was down in the 89,000 shot range. So I was...
got a little boost.
I was super hopeful.
Well, you're looking for a sustained boost, though. And that's overall what we saw. We saw a few pockets where it may have made a difference for people that were vaccine hesitant or vaccine lazy, right? Or vaccine, I got to fit it into my schedule. But for people that genuinely had no interest in getting vaccinated, which is somewhere between 20 and 25% of America, of eligible adults, right? They've made a conscious decision not to be vaccinated. And you're not going to win that argument by saying, are you sure? Because you can get a Big Mac and a large fry. That's never going to happen.
What would it take? You know, you're vaccinated. You got two doses of Pfizer like I did. But what would it take to get you to line up? How low would you go?
Well, obviously, because I've been vaccinated, very, very little.
Let's do the reverse.
What would you have to offer me to not be vaccinated?
Hmm.
Right? Now, all of a sudden, you're going against something I believe in. Well, would it be $10,000? Yeah. Because I'm not sure how much of a risk I am at 46 years old and healthy. You can see where it would make a difference, but it didn't. So I say that intellectually. I think, oh, yeah, I'd do it for 10 grand, but that's not a guaranteed 10 grand. The chance at 10 grand.
It's interesting you brought up your age, because as I was listening to Dr. Tamara Sheffield from Intermountain Healthcare moments ago on the show talk about Colin Powell's death, 84 years old, from complications due to COVID, and those of us who are 50 and over, I'm 54. Four going on 55.
For individuals who are under age 50, there's essentially there's 100% protection against death with the vaccine. We are not having people under that age die from COVID. When they get into their 50s, they have a 20 times lower risk of dying from COVID than those who are unvaccinated. If you've gotten the vaccine, that's a 95% protection rate still. You got in your 60s a 92% protection rate, in your 70s almost a 90% protection rate. So, you know, in these younger ages, the vaccine is so effective. When you get into your 80s, this is the group that has the highest number of deaths in our state.
I had no problem with the vaccine lottery. I'm not surprised it didn't work.
Well, it worked for somebody who won.
A million or 50 grand.
A couple of lucky winners. Straight ahead, Maria Chaleo's continuing our ongoing coverage of the homicide of a Taylorsville woman by the name of Gabby Ramos. She was also a radio talk show host on a Spanish-speaking radio station here in the Salt Lake Valley. She was killed yesterday, and the suspect is still on the run.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.